there's a kind of a wide variety of opinion about Dr. Anthony Fauci in America. Mm-hmm. My cousin Chris, who is in Western Ohio, we grew up together. You know, Western Ohio is a very different place. You know, and she doesn't believe you. She doesn't. She doesn't have an advanced degree. She works in tight quarters in her office and is very concerned about that. But I don't know. I can't ask. I try to ask her why she doesn't, right? And then there's my dear friend Lynn, who I'm close to, who lives in suburban Washington. And you're the only person she believes. Right. What does that? How does you wake up every day and you face that disparate opinion right. in America?
Yeah.
And but yet you have to go to the podium and talk.
Yeah. Well, one of the problems we face in the United States is that, unfortunately, there is a combination of an anti-science bias that people are, for reasons that sometimes are, you know, inconceivable and not understandable, they just don't believe science and they don't believe authority. So when they see someone up in the White House, which has a air of authority to it, mm-hmm. who's talking about science, that there are some people who just don't believe that. And that's unfortunate because, you know, science is truth. And if you go by the evidence and by the data, you're speaking the truth. And it's amazing sometimes the denial there is. It's the same thing that gets people who are anti-vaxxers, who don't want people to get vaccinated, even though the data clearly indicate the safety of vaccines. That's really a problem. I think the people who believe are people who understand and have trust in someone who has a very, very long track record of always speaking the truth based on evidence. And I've done that, as you said, through now six administrations. This is my sixth administration.